Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Day of wrath, O day of mourning, see fulfilled the prophet's warning. Heaven and earth in ashes burning. Oh, what fear man's bosom rendeth when from heaven the judge descendeth, on whose sentence all dependeth. Wondrous sound the trumpet flingeth, through earth's sepulchres it ringeth, all before the throne it bringeth. Death is struck and nature quaking, all creation is awaking to its judge and answer making. Lo, the book exactly worded, wherein all hath been recorded, then shall judgment be awarded. When the judge his seat attaineth, and each hidden deed arraigneth, nothing unavenged remaineth. What shall I, frail man, be pleading, who for me be interceding, when the just are mercy needing? King of majesty tremendous, who dost free salvation send us, fount of pity, then befriend us. Think, O Jesus, my salvation, cost thy wondrous incarnation. Leave me not to reprobation. Faint and weary sought me on the cross of suffering, brought me. Shall such grace be vainly brought me? Righteous judge for sin's pollution, grant thy gift of absolution ere the day of retribution. Guilty now I pour my mourning, all my shame with anguish owning. Spare, O God, thy suppliant groaning. Thou the sinful woman savest, thou the dying thief forgavest, and to me all hope vouchsafest. Worthless are my prayers and sighing, yet good Lord, in grace complying, rescue me from fires undying. With thy fevered cheek, O place me, nor among the goats abase me, but to thy right hand upraise me. Ashes my contrition, help me in my last condition. Ah, that day of tears and mourning, from the dust of
him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul.
Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul.
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you.
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord.
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity.
If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could escape condemnation?
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and sin gets its sting from the law. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In you, Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain.
In you, Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain.
We shall dance and rejoice in your mercy.
We shall never hope in vain.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
In you, Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away.
We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory, and we say,
Lord, you are life and resurrection.
Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead,
raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood.
Lord, you are life and resurrection.
Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus.
Comfort those who mourn for the dead.
Lord, you are our life and resurrection.
Christ, Savior, destroyed the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment,
so through you we may gain eternal life.
Lord, you are our life and resurrection.
Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you.
May they receive faith in the resurrection and in the life of the world to come.
Lord, you are our life and resurrection.
You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes.
Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light.
Lord, you are our life and resurrection.
When at last our earthly home is dissolved,
give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven.
Lord, you are our life and resurrection.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord, and as our faith in your Son, raised from the dead, is deepened, so may our hope of resurrection for your departed servants also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.